Howdy, hey friends, it is me, Faith, the hostess, trying her mostest. First things first, before I kind of get started into this episode, I took a hiatus for a handful of months there. My last episode was in January, and time flew. I didn't realize it's been that long. Just had a lot go on in my personal life, whether it be with relationships or life in general with myself, everything. It's been kind of crazy, but it's been a really transformative time, and for that I'm really grateful, and I'm very lucky for the lessons that I've learned and all of the transitions that have been necessary that have forced me to grow with or without people. So that was sort of it. I don't know if I will or how much I'll divulge into what's been going on the last handful of months, but that's been it. It wasn't a thought to like cancel the podcast and never do it again. It was just life got really crazy and I just kind of had to shift my energy from this into myself and into my life and the relationships with others and family, with myself and work and everything. So yeah, thank you for, you know, listening during the hiatus. Thank you if you're listening now. Thank you for messaging me if you had messaged me and talking about my podcast and sharing, and it's all amazing and I'm super thankful. And yeah, just wanted to say thank you to everybody. No idea what I'm really going to talk about in this episode or how long it's going to be, who my next interviewee will be, any of that stuff. I'm just kind of going with the flow and gonna talk about some stuff. I think something I want to talk about, which has been affecting me, is like body confidence and body image, which is a huge, huge deal for not just women, but men and non-conformative individuals and whatever. I think body image issues are pretty large. I mean, I think they're very common. I think they're common no matter your sexual orientation, your gender, your lifestyle, religion, what your background is. I think at one point you will come across body image issues or a lack of body confidence. And I think it's super important. I mean, I had this really interesting narrative in my head, I guess, with being like a fit person. I work out very often. If I'm not like going to the gym 5 to 6 times a week, I'm usually hiking or going on walks. Like I'm at work, I take like 10,000 steps a day. I'm pretty active and I'm healthy. I'm very like physically able and whatever. And I had this really strange narrative that when I would lose a ton of weight or, you know, like start going to the gym religiously, eating better, that you just kind of like your body image issues disappear. And that does not happen at all. So it's been weird. It's been a time. It's been a freaking journey. It has been a year and a half almost, since I, you know, like started working out, being more conscious about my body and my health and whatever. And I don't know, the last handful of months has really kind of fucked me up in the sense of like feeling like I'm fat or whatever, and feeling like I'm not worthy or I'm not like healthy enough because I don't have the body of like some crazy athlete with a six pack and like string bean. But it's been interesting. It's been a crazy time, and I've been really kind of forcing myself as of lately to be okay with the norm of being human and being a person who like experiences periods, which come with bloating and possible weight gain or like whatever. Acne, it's been so weird, like cellulite, stretch marks. And for the most part, I am pretty body positive. Like I know that you can lose weight, you can work out, you can do whatever, but if you don't fix your attitude or your, like inside true well-being of your soul and your mind and your emotions, you're never truly going to be happy. Like nothing's ever going to be enough. And I knew this, yet I wasn't exercising my mind and my spirit and my emotions the same way. I was like just always going to the gym, stopped journaling, I stopped my podcast, I stopped really narrowing down on the relationships that I didn't want. I was always too scared to like disassociate with people or to terminate relationships that were really negative and unhealthy for me. And in the last like month, I've really kind of kicked my own ass and into taking care of like my spirit and my mind and my emotions. I've been journaling again. I like deleted over like 1,200 followers on Instagram. I have truly like cleansed my social group. I've gotten rid of a lot of people who are very much only self-serving and love drama, manipulation, and lying. And I feel really, really good, and I feel like I'm in a really good spot. But it's a struggle, like loving yourself truly and endlessly is super hard. And I feel like there's this narrative of not only body positivity, but like recovery in general, whether it be like mental health, whatever. That every day needs to be a good day, or that like if you love your body, if you love yourself, you'll never have bad days. Like you'll never have days where you look in the mirror and you're like, I look so gross right now. Or like when you're eating something and you're like, I should not be eating this. It makes me feel like shit, or this is going to my ass. Like whatever. And I know those thoughts aren't healthy. I know that they're not good for you, but I really fucking hate this narrative of if you love yourself truly, you'll never have these days. Like if I think that's really unrealistic, and I think that's really shitty to kind of put out there, because I can love myself and cherish my body and cherish my health and my well-being and still have days where I feel shitty about myself, whether it be where I'm at in life, who I am, or how I look. Like, I don't know. And I'm not saying, I don't know. Actually, maybe I am saying that that's just part of health and recovery and life. Like thinking every day is going to be a great day is unrealistic. You're going to have shitty days. You're going to come across really shitty people. You're going to come across shitty situations, shitty emotions. And that's life. I don't know how else to put it. That's life. And I think that narrative of like always being happy with how you look and loving every part of you, constantly is really kind of bullshit, because I do really love myself. I do think I'm beautiful. I know I have a nice body. I know all these crazy things. And I still have days, even like a week, where I'm like, I feel like shit, look like shit, I feel like shit, whatever. And I listened to a really interesting podcast today, during my bath, because that's my self-care. That's kind of like my reset for myself. And it's called the Papaya Podcast. Her name is Sarah. She's like from Toronto area. I think she's from Guelph, actually. Her Instagram handle is The Birds Papaya, and she has this podcast, and it's with Kenzie. Her last name starts with a B. I totally forgot it, but huge body posy influencer online. And I follow both of them, love both of them. I think they're both awesome, awesome, awesome people. But they were talking about something really interesting that had to do with like body image. And two interesting points, actually. Both of them I think are very important, need to be addressed. One really clicked something in my brain, like that very stereotypical cartoon moment where a flat, like a light pops up from your head. That happened to me when I was listening to it. They were talking about how when you have like really poor self-esteem, self-esteem or like body image issues, how that can really take a toll on your relationship. Kenzie was talking about how, you know, she had terrible, terrible self-esteem and body image issues to the point where like the thought of her partner touching her, even being intimate, was like impossible and disgusting for her. And not like disgusting for her to be intimate with him, but him to be intimate with her. And how like you're intimate with someone and you almost have this like out of body experience because you're just like, I wish I didn't have this body, or they're probably looking at like my fat or my this or my that. And it super dawned on me because that has been my life for like the last year. Even though I've like lost weight and I've gotten healthier and my body has really changed, I totally, totally relate to that. Because it is very interesting. Like when you start feeling like shit about your body, the idea of someone wanting to be intimate and romantic with you is like, it's not even a question. It's not happening. You feel gross. You don't want anyone to be intimate with you or to have that relationship with you. Being sexual, it's almost like a chore because you don't feel good about yourself. So like, how can anyone else think that you look good or find you attractive? And Sarah said something super interesting along the lines of like, she was defining what her husband should find attractive by critiquing herself. You know what I mean? Like by critiquing ourselves, we're telling our partners that you need to find this and this and this attractive, because if you find this attractive, that's wrong. Where really, they're going to find what they find attractive. And it's, I don't know, maybe I'm wording it really wrong and it doesn't make any sense. And people who are listening are kind of like, what the fuck is Faith talking about? But it resonated with me and I wanted to talk about it because I totally relate. And I get not wanting to be intimate with your partner because you feel so bad about yourself, whether it be mentally, physically, whatever. And it is really crazy. Like sometimes it is impossible for us to accept a compliment from our partner or loved ones because to us, like, we don't like how we look. So how could anyone else like how we look? How could my partner who loves me look at me and think I am like perfect or whatever? It's super odd, and it plays into the whole like we're our own worst enemies, in the sense of we're always like tearing ourselves apart and critiquing ourselves, whether it be with our hard work, like you're not working hard enough or you're not doing enough or setting these really stupid freaking expectations on ourselves that shouldn't exist. Like the narrative of I need to be married and pregnant, have a family before 30, or I need to have a house by then, or like I need to look this way to be worthy and lovable. It's bullshit. And it's like super shitty because social media so influences it, whether you want to admit it or not. You go online, usually on one social media platform, you are seeing something about the Kardashians, whatever. And I know that that's not real. I know that that's not reality. I know that not everyone can have a body like that, whether it be resources or due to finances. They have personal chefs, they have personal trainers, they have gyms, they have whatever. I know that it's not realistic. But if I know that, then why do I look at it and still feel shitty or whatever, right? It's just super weird. And I feel myself kind of like getting over the slump of poor body image, but it can be tough, and body image does not exclude. It doesn't only pick you if you are heavier set, or only pick you if you are hairy, or only pick you if whatever, and none of those things are bad. You know, like having body hair isn't bad. Having curves isn't bad. Not having curves isn't bad. Not having abs isn't bad. Not have, like, whatever, you know? And it's super shitty because the bodies that we tend to idolize are like few and far in between. Why aren't we idolizing the real bodies, the bodies that are everyday, the bodies that we're walking down the street at and seeing, rather than these bodies that we fucking open a magazine or open Instagram and they're the first thing. It's bullshit. And my whole mentality on social media has really changed the last month. Like, I'm really tired of the fakeness of it all, I guess, and whatever. So it's been interesting. But yeah, that was really, it was food for thought for sure. Just thinking about how body image really does affect your relationships with people, and not just emotionally, but intimacy. And it really kind of made it click in my head that I'm not the only person suffering from poor body image. And I don't mean that in a way of like everyone suffers from it. We know that. It's a fact. Everyone suffers from it. What I mean is, in my life, I am not the only person who deals with the consequences of me having poor body image. A partner could struggle with the consequence. My friends, my family. It's so much broader than what we think. And I just thought that was super interesting. And another thing that they discussed and brought up was the discussion of body image in men, and how men have this crazy, you know, expectation of body image. Like, you have Jason Momoa, who is my crush, but that's a huge expectation on men to look a certain way, to be muscular, to be big so that they can protect or whatever. And that is super unfair. And you know what? Like, I don't know. I know I have privilege as a cis white woman, and I know there are privilege with cis white men or just men in general, but there needs to be a discussion on body image in men, whether it be straight men, gay men, non-conforming, whatever. There needs to be a discussion, because men, even though the struggle may not be more or whatever, this isn't the pain Olympics. We're not seeing who is hurting more or who deserves an award for hurting more. It's an issue that everybody deals with. Body image does not freaking seclude anybody. It involves everybody, and men also deal with it. I think of my little brother. I think of, you know, how he has had issues with body image from a very young age. I think of everyone in my family who has had issues with body image. And I think of the men in my life who still have issues with body image. And it's so, so shitty that, you know, no business benefits off of self-love. They benefit off of the doubt and the shame and the, I wish I looked better, or I wish I didn't look like this. And that is so shitty. It is so terrible that that is the reality of it. And that suffering has a price tag attached that businesses are going after, you know, whether it be mothers who had just had babies, so their bodies are immediately targeted, or curvier women, or skinnier men, or short men, or whatever, right? Like, it is really crazy. And I think it is important when we discuss body image that we also include men, and we include everybody, because it is not something that only women deal with. It is not something that only adults deal with, or teenage girls. It is something that everybody deals with, and that is super important to be discussed and to be brought up, but to be, like, rawly discussed. I hate when people sugarcoat stuff, or when people can't just speak the truth or hear the truth. You know what I mean? Like, speak all of it or speak none of it. I don't want to hear this bullshit sugarcoating of anything, whether it be mental health, whether it be body image or self-confidence. I don't want to hear the sugarcoating. I want to hear the raw, real, deep, sad, scary shit of it. There are people who are developing eating disorders because of body image. They're people who develop other mental illness because of body image, or people who begin to self-harm because of body image. We as a society put way too much worth and expectation on our bodies in the wrong way. Something I've been doing lately, every time I've been feeling really down about my body, is telling myself how much my body has been through. And I don't mean physically, I mean mentally. The trauma I've been through, the really terrible times in my life that my body has pushed through, that my mind has pushed through, that I have picked myself up and walked myself out and through. The great things I have worn, the great foods I have been able to eat because of my body. And it can be tough to separate and to acknowledge which thoughts are unhealthy or unnecessary, but it's really important, whether it be done like I do it with my anxiety. If I'm feeling really anxious, I immediately address my thought and I don't tear it apart, but I dissect it. Like, is this beneficial to me? Is this helpful? Is this true? And I do the same with my body issue, my body image comments. I have a huge insecurity on my arms. If you know me well enough, you know that I hate my freaking arms so much. What I need to do? I need to stop, find the comment that I just made towards myself that I would never dare to make to anybody else, and say, is this beneficial? Is this helping me? No, it's not. Is this true? Or is this just what my mind wants to think? How can I prevent this? I dissect it because I think part of this, it's a lesson that I've learned with anxiety and PTSD, being able to like decipher what is reality versus what is in my mind. And it helps me de-stress a lot. It helps me calm down when I'm super anxious, but it's also really helping with my body image issues. Because I think we all have this really crazy distorted idea on how we look and how we present ourselves. I read something years ago that has always stuck with me and has always kind of blown my mind. And it was a quote that said, if we were to see ourselves in public, we would not recognize who we were. Just take a second. I'm going to say it again. Think about it. If we were to see ourselves in public, we would not recognize who we were. That is fucking crazy. That is crazy. That means our perception of ourselves is so distorted and tainted that if we were to see ourselves in public, whether it's walking down the street, at a restaurant, at a beach, whatever, we wouldn't even recognize ourselves. And that is it's crazy to me. It's so mind-blowing. And we are so harsh on ourselves. We say things to ourselves that we would never dare to say to anybody, even our worst enemies. I would never, ever tell someone that they were fat, or that they were gross, or that they were ugly, or that they have disgusting love handles and that makes them less, or that their arms were big, or that their thighs were too thick, or that their cellulite was disgusting. I would never fucking say that to anybody. So why do I say it to myself? And why do I let myself get away with it? The only and best relationship you should have, scratch the only part, the best relationship you should have is with yourself. It is a lifelong journey. It is an endless journey. You're always going to be learning on how to have a good relationship with yourself and what you need, but it should be a priority. And you need to talk to yourself as if you would a child, as if you would your best friend or your brother or sister or mother or father or lover, whatever. I often think when I get really negative on myself, I often project in my mind my adult self sitting with my child self and how different that conversation would be. I would not tell my child self that I'm unworthy because of my body, whether it be fat, muscle, cellulite, stretch mark, whatever. I would never say that because that's fucking ridiculous. No child should grow up feeling less than over how they look. And so it's just, it's a lot. I felt super motivated and inspired again after listening to that podcast by Sarah, and hope, you know, that I can keep promoting these conversations, whether it's with yourself or with someone you love. And yeah, that's kind of all I have to say today. I went on a huge, like, 20-minute rant about body image, so that's so weird. Yeah, don't really know. I guess that is it for me for today. I'm going to hopefully formulate some podcast ideas and interviewees for the next few episodes, and I'm hoping to have another episode up within a week or so. This is something that I really need to get back into because it has helped me a lot mentally, and I know it's helped a lot of other people. So, but before I leave, just want to say it is summer now. It's fucking gross, sticky, and hot out. Whether you go to the beach, whether you're wearing shorts, no shirt, whatever, just want to say your body is a summer body. How do you make a summer body? How do you get a beach body? Take your body, go to the beach. Take your body, now it's summer. There, done. You don't need to lose weight. You don't need to hide your body. You don't need to shave your legs. You don't need to do whatever. Just be happy. Go out, experience life, and stop. Stop preventing yourself from living life because of your body. Stop preventing yourself from making memories because of your body and because of negative thoughts about your body. I hope you guys are enjoying the beginning of summer. I hope that you are surrounded by great people, and I hope that you're all doing very well. So yeah, thank you for listening, guys, and I will talk to you all very soon.